Good afternoon.
弟兄姐妹平安。
So New York City, there's a five borough bike tour today.
今天纽约有一个五个区域的那个自行车行。
So every year, this happens once a year, and they close all the roads in the five boroughs, depending on the bicycles goes.
这是每年一次的一个行活动，所以呢，它很多地方呢都把路给关了。
I heard that's where Pastor Wang is stuck at in Queens.
那就是黄牧师就在那个 Queens 那里就挤在那里了。
Praise the Lord, he asked me to speak today, not knowing that this today was the five borough bike tour.
但是他今天不知道这个去讲到的今天刚好是碰到自行车游行。
This means I can take my time until he shows up.
这样，这就是说我可以花很多时间来讲那个等到他回来。
Let's bow our head in prayer before we start.
让我们先来祷告。
Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for giving us this privilege to come before your presence. We ask, Lord, that you may prepare our hearts, fill us with your spirit. Open our eyes and our hearts, Lord, that we may see and understand your words, that we may apply them in our life. Help us, Lord, to remember your words, inscribe them in our hearts, that we may not forget. We thank you again, Lord, and we come before you. May we again lift up our hearts unto you in worship and adoration. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So Mother's Day is just around the corner.
母亲节就快到了。
A little bit too loud, huh? So it's time to give thanks to mom.
所以我们要向母亲献上感恩。
For all the things that she done, and all the sacrifices that she made.
所以为她家庭所做的所有的事情，为她对家庭的爱。
But for dad and the kids.
对孩子来说。
And for the father.
对父亲们来说。
It's time of headache.
是很头痛的时候。
Because we had to figure out what to do for the mom.
所以我们要想要为妈妈做什么呢？
We got to figure out whether to take her out to lunch, buy her dinner, get her flowers, get her candy.
那是想要买礼物啊，买花，还要请她出去吃饭啊。
And if you forget, you're in trouble.
如果你忘了，你这糟糕了。
My wife is not here, so I can say that.
我太太今天不在这里，所以我可以说。
Maybe even.Take her out and give her a day at the spa.
也许可以带她去那个做 spa 的地方。
And have the kids cook her a nice dinner.
然后孩子们烧一个晚饭。
But what about the fathers?
那父亲们呢？
Well, what about our heavenly father?
那我们天上的父呢？
How do you and I express our thanks and gratitude for all the things that he's done for us?
我们如何来向我们天上的父来献上的我们的感恩，为他所为我们所做的这些事。
For all the small and great blessings.
所为所有这些他所赐我们的恩赐。
All the things that he has helped us through.
所为所有他带领我们经历过的这些事情。
For the young kids going through school and through all the difficult tests.
为那些小孩子们那个上学的那个所经过所有的那个困难的考试。
For helping us going through a difficult situation in our lives.
帮助我们度过我们在生活当中所碰到的困难。
Through a health crisis or a financial crisis.
不管是身体上的、健康上的还是财务上的困难。
Or helping us find the way when we are lost without a purpose in life.
或者是在我们生活当中迷失的时候，他是如何带领我们的。
So when we think about it, two things can naturally come to our mind.
在我们想这些时候呢，有两件事情自然就到我们的脑子。
So we verbally give thanks, come up and give a testimony for God.
我们就是为神所给我们的那个这些恩赐呢，献上感恩，我们就讲出来了。
And the other thing is, personally, in our prayers, we thank the Lord.
那也许是个人私底下来向神献上感恩。
Perhaps the best way to thank God is to use the gifts that He has given to us.
也许我们更好的来感谢他的时候，是用他所赐我们的恩赐来感谢他。
To serve Him faithfully.
来侍奉他那个满怀诚意的来侍奉他。
Teaching Sunday school or fellowship or a Bible study.
也许是教主日学，或者是带领圣经学习班。
Or playing piano, singing in the choir, as before, or coming up here being a chairperson.
所以也许在那个崇拜的时候可以弹钢琴，那个侍奉用音乐来侍奉，或者是来翻译。
Today's message is called Stir Up Your Gift。
今天我们所要讲的那个信息呢，是说眺望你的神给你的恩赐。
And it's found in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verses 6 to 8。
这个呢是可以在圣经当中的提摩太后书的一章里面找到六到八节。
So I'm not going to read it in English, but I'm going to ask you guys to read it in Chinese.
那我们翻到以后，提摩太后书的一章六到八节，翻到以后，我们一起用中文来念。六节。为此我提醒你，使你将神借我安守所给你的恩赐再如火眺望起来，因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。你不要以我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我为主被囚为耻，总要按神的能力与我为福音同受苦难。
So I want to give you a quick overview of where Paul is right now.
我们先要讲讲保罗现在的情况是怎么样。
So Paul is writing this letter to Timothy in jail.
保罗是写这封信给提摩太，是在那个监狱里的时候。
And the book of 2 Timothy is his last letter.
这个提摩太后书呢，是他写的最后一本书。
So as Paul sensed that he is going to die, he wrote this last letter, his dear son Timothy.
保罗呢，他在意识到他快要死的时候呢，所以他写了这最后的一封信给他的儿子提摩太。
And he writes this letter to urge him on to serve in the church of Ephesus, to use the gift that God has given to him to serve faithfully.
他写这封信的目的是，呼吁他们在侍奉神的时候，要用神所赐给你的恩赐来那个蛮有信心的来侍奉神。
And likewise, I want to convey.And study today how we need to stir up our gift to serve God faithfully in our church.
所以我们今天在学习这段经文的时候，要来看看我们能够如何来眺望我们神所赐我们的恩赐来侍奉。
So first point, stir up the gift of God.
眺望神所赐的恩赐。
Second Timothy 1:6, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God.Which is indeed by the putting of my hands.
他这里说，为此我要提醒你们，使你们将神借我按手所赐你的恩赐。
So Paul, after writing his greeting to Timothy, he gets down right to business.
所以提摩太保罗在写这给提摩太的时候，他就直截了当就写到了这个。
See, Paul is very serious when serving God. He doesn't beat around the bush.
保罗是非常那个认真的那个在做这个侍奉神这件事情。
So he asked Timothy, "What happened to you, Timothy? Why haven't you been using God's gift?"
所以他在问提摩太说，怎么啦？你为什么不用神所赐你的恩赐来侍奉他呢
？Have you forgotten it?
你忘了吗
？Now Paul didn't say what this gift was.
保罗还没有说这个是什么样的恩赐。
But we do know it is for the purpose of Timothy to serve.Or to lead the church in Ephesus.
所以我们知道呢，他这是为了要让那个提摩太呢，在那个以弗所，就是来用他的那个能力来带领教会。
So what did Paul ask Timothy to do?
这里保罗叫提摩太做什么呢
？He didn't ask Timothy to go discover and figure out what his gifts were.
他没有说叫那个提摩太去发现他到底这个是什么礼物。
Neither did he says go and develop this gift.
也没有说叫他去发展，就是出挖掘出来这样子的那个恩赐。
He didn't say, look, if the gift that you got is too hard to use, why don't you go out and get something else?
他没有讲说，你所得到的恩赐是太难来使用了，你去找其他的方式吧。
Paul says, just stir up the gift that you have.
保罗跟提摩太说，就是眺望你所得到的恩赐。
And the word stir means to get it going, to sort of light a fire underneath you.
就好像让你那个就是让这个火烧旺起来，让你激起你的那个信心来。
That's because Timothy already has his gift.
因为提摩太已经有他的恩赐了。
And it was given to him by Paul.
是保罗给他的。
See, he didn't lose the gift.
他没有再使用这样
子。It's buried inside of him.
是在他的内心里面。
And all he has to do is dig it up, or dust it off, if you will, and use it.
所以呢，唯一他要做的是将他这个恩赐，就是说找出来，就是来使用它。
So the act of stirring is a preparation for the work that is about to come.
所以他这样子呢，能够眺望他的信心来做他的工作。
So stirring is not the work itself, but it's in preparation.
这个呢，这个是眺望，只是一个让他做准备来做下面的事情。
So let me give you an illustration.
那我们来看看怎么描绘的。
One of the things that we all have to do in our house is to paint our house.
所以我们都要在家里做一些事情。
So when you paint the house, you gotta bring your paint in, and you have to stir the paint.
所以如果你要油漆你的房子的时候，你先要把油漆带来，你要搅拌一下。
Well, it takes effort to stir the paint, right?
花好多精力来那个做要。
But after you stir it, you're going to take a brush or roller and you're going to start painting.
所以你要搅拌那个油漆以后呢，你要拿这个刷子来开始油漆。
But if you close the lid and put the can back in the corner, what's the point of stirring?
如果说你搅拌以后，你又把盖子盖回去了，要不做下面的事情，那你这个搅拌的动作已经是浪费了。
Because the work hasn't really started yet.
那下面的所有的事情还没有开始呢。
Now what happened if You let the paint in the can and you don't use it for a long time. What happened to the paint?
如果说你在这个这一罐油漆放在那里没有很久都没有去用它的时候
the color pigment is separated from the oil or the acrylic.
所以你存放很久没去用的时候呢，这个油漆呢，那个油跟那个颜色的部分就慢慢就是分开了，分层了。
Can you use it without stirring?
你那个还能用吗？如果是没有搅拌以前
，And you cannot.
当然不能了。
Friends, don't let your gifts settle to the bottom. Don't let it collect dust.
所以神所赐你的恩赐，你不要让它存在下面，没有去使用它。
You gotta use it for God's glory.
你要用它来荣耀神。
And the more you stir it, the better it is.
你越搅拌它，你越能够去使用它。
What you don't want to say is, I don't know what my gift is.
那有的人说，我不知道我的那个恩赐是什么。
And if you don't, ask your pastor, ask your friend, or ask your family.
如果你真的不知道的话，可以问你的牧师，问你的朋友，问你的家人。
Don't say, well, I don't have the skill to serve.
不要说我没有能力，没有那个就是技能来那个侍奉神。
If God is asking you to do something, He would have already prepared you for the task at hand.
如果神要你做什么侍奉的话，肯定是他已经为你准备了。
Don't say I'm too old or I'm too young.
不要说我太老了或者太年轻。
God does not discriminate on age.
神不会对你的年龄来在乎的。
He called Moses when he was at age 80.
呼召摩西的时候，摩西已经是八十多岁了。
80 years and he's supposed to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
他在八十几岁应该是已经是离休了。
So what do you think you and I will be doing at age 80?
你想我们在八十岁的时候能做什么呢？
Certainly not wandering around the desert for 40 years.
肯定不是在那沙漠地那个又走那个走了四十年。
Pastor Mui, C. Mui will be speaking in the family conference.
但是他
Pastor Mui.
那个林牧师会在那个退休会的时候来讲。梅牧师
Family Conference. I hope you guys will go.
希望你们能够去那个退休会。
Pastor Mui used to be a member at New York City.
梅牧师以前是纽约的一个那个传道人。
Yeah, he's a very good friend of mine.
他是我很好的朋友。
Now he's serving at the Holland as a pastor for 10 years now.
现在他已经在荷兰做侍奉十年。
Last year he came back and visited me.
上一次他回来的那个看我的时候。
And he told me, I am blessed because I have a lot of older people in my congregation.
他说我真的是很感恩，我有很多年长的人在我的那个教会。
So naturally, I'm curious, why is that?
我就说，哎，为什么呢？
Because they have a very important ministry.
因为他们有很重要的那个侍奉。
And that is to pray for me, for the church, for all the ministry.
他们会为我们那个整个教会祷告。
I see. Don't say that you don't have a gift or don't know what to do.
所以你不要说你没有你那个任何能力来侍奉。
All the Lord requires from us is obedience.
所以他要我们，所唯一他要的是我们的那个顺服。
So stir up your gift and get ready to serve.
所以你要准备好了为来侍奉神。
How do we stir?
那我们怎么来搅拌呢？
We need to stir in faith.
我们要充满信心的来侍奉。
2 Timothy 1:7 For God has not given us the spirit of fear.
他说神没有给我们那个惧怕。
So what is holding Timothy back?
他没有给神没有给他惧怕，他为什么会那个停止不前呢？
This is the second time that Paul has reminded Timothy.
这已经是第二次保罗来提醒提摩太了。
The first time was in 1 Timothy, and Paul says, "Don't ignore the gift that you have."
在第一次的时候是在提摩太的前书里面，保罗提醒提摩太说，你神没有说不给你那个不要那个不要那个没有用到神所给你的那个那个事恩赐。
And one of the reasons stated in verse 7 is fear.
这里呢第七节里面呢说到了说那个惧怕。
So you have to think about what does Timothy has to fear about?
那提摩太在惧怕什么呢？
Is it because he's afraid of coming up here and you know, talking to people?
他是惧怕在会众面前那个传道吗？讲信息吗？
But I tell you, one of the most difficult jobs is overseeing a church.
最困难的工作呢是为整个教会来侍奉。
A job is not difficult when you have to lead Bible study or lead fellowship or even speaking here.
如果说你要那个带领教会的那个圣经学习啊什么，你可以在大家面前。
It's not difficult.
不是这么难的。
What's the most difficult part is dealing with people.
那最难的呢是对每一个人的那个关系。
Because Timothy, as a pastor in Ephesus, he needs to sometimes confront, he needs to rebuke, reprove, and exhort his member.
所以提摩太呢是讲过说，他最难的就是说，他要来跟这些人来证明，来那个解释，就说这个那个信息那个。
Can you imagine young Timothy walking to a church?
你能够想象这个年轻的提摩太走进这个教会。
And he's got to sit down with the elders of the church, the co-workers of the deacons.
他跟这些那个教会的同工们坐下来。
And then he's got to look you in the eyes and says, we need to change our direction.
如果说他要跟他们讲说，我们需要改变侍奉的方向。
We need to improve this ministry.
我们需要改进我们的那个侍奉的方向。
We need a revival.
我们要重新振兴。
That's tough, isn't it?
是不是很难的一件
事？ Not only is it tough for Timothy, but it's also tough for the elders in that church.
不但是对提摩太来说是相当困难的事情，对那些长者也是很困难。
The church of Ephesus in those days is not an easy church.
那个教会在以弗所的这个教会不是这么容易。
And similar to today, Ephesus was a very worldly church where they worshipped Diana.
他们那里呢是那个崇拜Diana的一个教会。
Pagan worship.
是不以就是那个。
Diana is the goddess of love.
那是那个爱神的这么一个那个神，他们是敬拜那个的。
So what does fear do to a person?
那这个是什么样的一种惧怕呢？对他。
Fear prevents progress.
他是惧怕，就说来那个进步改进这个。
And it makes you forget about God and what He can do.
他就忘记就说神让他能够做什么。
It makes you forget about his power and the resources and the miracles that he have done in your life before.
就让你呢忘记了，就说神在你的身上所做的工，他所给你的赐你的能力。
And instead, fear makes you focus on the difficulties at hand.
所以让你呢这个惧怕呢，让你就是只看到了面前的困难。
At the failures, the problems, the complaining, and the persecutions.
所以只看到了那个抱怨啦、啊，这些那个做不了的这些事情，那些困难的那个事情。
And fear literally stops you in your track.
当你惧怕的时候，你就会停止不前。
Before I had kids,
在我有小孩子之前
，My wife and I, Annabelle, we loved going to national park and go hopping at different national parks each year.
我和太太 Annabelle 喜欢到各个那个全国各地的那个公园去玩。
So in 1994, we went up to Utah.
我们1994年的时候去那个犹他州的一个公园。
So there's like four or five parks, but we went to one of the park was Zion National Park.
我们到 Zion 国家公园去了。
Okay, so we picked a trail and it's called Watchman's Trail.
那我们就找了一个Watchman 的 trail.
Hiking trail.
就是徒步旅行那个走的那个。
So it's about two or 3,000 in height, and if you climb to the top of the mountain, you're supposed to have a beautiful view.
那我们两三千公尺高的那个山，我们爬上去应该是看到很美丽的景色。
Now back then I was 30 years younger.
那我那时候
20 years younger.
20年前。
So we got up to the mountain, no problem.
那我们上去了，爬上去没问题。
A beautiful view.
很漂亮。
See, but going up there, I couldn't see the bottom because on my right hand side was a lot of bushes and trees.
那在右边的那一列很多的树跟那些短的那个灌木丛，所以看不到底。
But I had to come back down on the back side of the mountain.
我们要从山的后面下山。
And then the path was about 3 to 4 feet wide.
那个路呢，小径的是大概三四那个英尺宽。
On my right was the mountain.
右边是山。
And on my left was a sheer drop.
那左边是那个悬崖。
There's nothing, no trees, no nothing, and I just looked down.
那个完全没有树啊挡着。
And that's where I realized I was afraid of height.
那个时候我才意识到我真的是害怕这么高。
And my foot stopped.
我的腿都是不能停止晃。
It's like jello.
就好像停止了那个。
And my wife is far ahead.
我太太已经走很远了，但我僵在那里。
I called my wife to come and get me.
然后我把我太太叫回来，说你来找我，带我。
And faith stops us.
惧怕会。
Fear stops us. I'm sorry. Fear.
惧怕会让我们停止不前。
The opposite of fear is faith.
那个反过来呢？信心呢是它的反面。
Whereas fear stops us, faith pushes us on.
那在惧怕让我们停止不前的时候，信心反而会让我们往前走。
And that is why in 2 Timothy in verse 13 in chapter 1, Paul told Timothy, hold fast the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ.
那个这里呢，提摩太保罗就跟提摩太说，要用神所赐我们的恩赐。
Dear friends, hold fast to that stir.
那要我们要那个抓住那个紧紧抓住神赐我们的恩赐。
And stir in faith.
来加入我们的那个信心。
Not in fear.
不是惧怕。
Next point. Stir with power.
第二就是加入我们的能力。
For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power.
神不是赐给我们惧怕，而是赐给我们能力。
And the latter part of verse 8, according to the power of God.
那个能力是从神而来的。
So we are to stir with power.
我们要把我们的能力加进去。
Don't be afraid of stirring it up.
不要惧怕来眺望我们的那个能力。
Otherwise, you're not going to get good results.
不然的话呢，我们就没有好的结果了。
You know, part of painting, I love painting, but I hate mixing the paint.
我喜欢那个油漆，但是我很讨厌那个搅拌这个油漆。
That's why you go, it's so nice, you go to Home Depot or something, you get new paint. They put it in a machine for you now, right? And then they shake it by yourself and you don't have to do anything.
那现在就是如果你要去那个 Home Depot 买这个新的油漆，那个颜色它就放在一个机器里面，已经帮你搅拌好了。
When I moved into my house in Edison in 1992,
在我搬到我 Edison 的房子，在1992年的时候
，First year, like everybody else, I was like a fool. I went and blacktop my driveway.
那第一年的时候，我就跟很多新买房子的人一样，我要来油漆我的那个车道。
Anybody blacktop the driveway here?
有没有那个做过自己油漆自己的车道
？Nobody, you guys are smart.
很聪明，你们没有做。
So I went to Sears, right on Oak Tree Road. It was Sears Hardware back then, and I bought 2 5-gallon drum of the drum of blacktop.
那个时候我就去那个Sears 买了那个两大桶那个黑的沥青油。
And I opened it up and I put a stick in there and I tried to stir it.
那我就打开以后就放了一个大的 stick 进去那个搅拌想要搅拌
5 minutes I was just literally exhausted
只用五分钟我已经是累得不行了
You can't stir it
没办法
It's like cement
那个这很难搅动像水泥一样的
So I went to Sears
之后我就到 Sears
I get a little power attachment to my drill a mixer like a little twirly thing that attached to my drill.
所以就去先买一个工具，就是有一个电动的一个转的。
Put in my drill, went back home, turn it on, 2 minutes, I'm done.
所以你把了那一根棒子放在那个 drill 上呢，它一打开以后，咕噜就那个就机器就。
We have to stir our gift with power.
我们必须要用我们的能力来挑旺我们的信心。
Not our power, but God's power.
是神所赐的。
According to the power of God.
根据神所赐的能力。
And the same power that created heaven and earth.
是这个同样的那个这个能力的是在天上所建的。
That created you and I.
是他造了你我。
That raised our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead.
那是那个耶稣基督为此而复活。
And this power is enabled by the Holy Spirit, which is in us.
这个呢，圣灵是在我们中间的。
Do not serve on our own power.
不要用我们自己的能力。
On our own strength.
是我们自己的那个强度。
Sooner or later, you're going to run out of gas.
你那个迟早你会用完你自己的能力的。
And then you're going to lose motivation, and then you want to quit.
你就会失去信心，就是你就不想做了。
Isaiah chapter 40 says this.
以赛亚那个书中说
It says, even the youth shall faint and be weary.
在你用你的那个信心就是的时候
Even the youth shall faint and be weary. Even the youth shall faint and be weary.
你即使是年轻的你也就是 也没有办法就是说能够持久性的。
And a young man shall utterly fall.
所以说在再年轻，你的能力也是有限，就是精力有限。
Serving our own strength is like a Roman candle.
就是只用我们自己的能力，就好像就是那个像那个用蜡烛。
You know, you've seen a happy birthday Roman candle that you light it, it fizzles, psst, you know? Pretty, right?
那个就像那个生日时候用的这个小的那个。蜡烛
it sparkles, it's not a candle, it sparkles, right? And it fizzles out in what? 20 seconds. Done.
所以你像这种呢，就是你点亮以后，它那个闪亮就是那个很，就是当时很好，但是一下就没了。
So when we serve in our flesh, we're like that.
所以我们如果说只用我们自己的本身的强度能力来做，就很快就是精疲力尽了。
And it's not going to produce good fruits for the Lord.
所以是对神来说没有为他创造好的结果。
Our service will be unproductive.
我们的侍奉呢就会没有效益的。
We gotta draw upon the power of God.
我们要用神所赐我们的能力。
So stir up your faith, your gift in faith and with power.
所以呢要加入你的信心，用神所赐的能力。
Next point.
下一个。
Stir up with love.
要用你的仁爱之心。
For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love.
神没有给我们惧怕，但是他给了我们能力和爱心。
You know, it's a fact that our service benefits people directly.
我们的侍奉是直接对别人好的。
When we serve God, we are serving others.
我们在侍奉神的时候，也就是侍奉周围的人。
Like cleaning up the church.
就像那个清洁教会。
So you and I can have a nice clean place to come and worship.
那我们就会有一个干净整洁的地方来敬拜神。
Lunch preparation.
准备午餐。
So that people, the brothers and sisters, can have some physical food to eat and also to encourage fellowship.
所以弟兄姐妹们在侍奉以后，在敬拜以后，就有一个好的那个时间一起吃饭。
But when we forget that we're serving God,
在我们那个侍奉神的时候
，we start to complain.
我们就会那个抱怨。
Why do I have to do this again?
我为什么要做这些事情呢
？Why am I translating again?
为什么我要做翻译呢
？Nobody else is doing it.
没有别人要做这个事啊。
All I get is people criticizing.
为什么人家会评论我啊
？Well, the food is bad today.
也许今天的食物不怎么可口。
Well, the speaker is horrible.
这个那个扩音器也不好。
Get them out of here.
那这就是有很多的抱怨怨言。
But you know what Paul talk about in chapter First Corinthians chapter 12?
在保罗在哥林多前书的十二章里面说过。
He talks about spiritual gifts.
他讲了那个圣灵的那个恩赐。
And at the end of the chapter, Paul says this, right? He says, if you desire all the spiritual gift, it's a good thing.
如果你想望这些圣灵所赐的恩赐，那是好的。
Paul says there's one more thing that is even better.
但是有一样东西是更好的。
One more thing that you will need to serve with these gifts.
你这一个恩赐是必须要有的，在你做其他的事情的时候。
And that one thing is love.
那唯一的一个是就是仁爱。
And he continues in chapter 13.
他在十三章又继续了。
And he says, if I have all these gifts,
如果我有所有这些恩赐的能力，
but did not have this love,
但是我没有爱，
he says, I am nothing.
那我就是。不是任何东西啊。
It is this love that fuels our service for God.
那这是因为有爱，才让我们的侍奉有意义。
So when we serve,
在我们侍奉的时候
，serve with the love of God.
要带着爱心来侍奉。
With the sacrificial love of Christ.
要有那个献身的精神来那个像耶稣一样。
Not grudgingly or unwillingly.
不是内心不愿意的这种情况来侍奉。
Not because nobody else is doing it.
不是因为没有人做，所以我必须要做这个事。
Remember the object of our service, the Lord Jesus Christ.
要知道说我们做的这些事情是像耶稣基督一样。
And it's this love that enables us to serve without complaints and without conditions.
因为这一份爱让我们在侍奉的时候是全心全意的，是没有抱怨的。
Paul says, and have not charity, it profits me nothing.
如果说这个是没有爱心的一种，那就是等于没有做了。
You see, service without love is unprofitable.
如果说我们的侍奉是没有爱的话，那就是没有效果的。
So stir up your gift in faith.With power and with love.
所以呢，要在侍奉的时候要那个伴入你的信心、你的能力和你的爱。
The last point.
最后一点。
Stir up with a sound mind.
要用你警醒的心来那个。
For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
神没有给我们惧怕，但是他给了我们能力。信心、爱和谨守的心。
The word sound is used numerous times in Paul's pastoral epistles.
保罗呢，在那个所有的他的那个信息里面呢，讲到这个 sound 这个字呢很多次。
He likes he refers to sound mind, sound words, sound doctrine.
所以他就是讲到了那个谨守的心、谨守的心意的那个。 行为谨守
sound in faith and sound in speech
谨守的信心然后那个你的言语
the word sound means stability
sound 的是讲说你的能力
unchanging and trustworthy
不改变的是有可信的
a person with a sound mind means a worthy person a trustworthy person
那如果说一个人是有sound mind的，就是他有谨守的心意的话，那他就是可以信任的。
He has a spiritual mind.
他有那个灵性上的一个心意。
And one that can make wise judgment based on God's word.
可以再根据神的话来做那个正确的那个决定。
The opposite of a person's sound mind is a double-minded person.
另外的反面呢，就是有一个就是叫有双，就是有两种意识的一个人。
James says he's unstable in all his ways.
那如果说是有两种那个意识那个想法的，就是他就是不稳定的人。
He's wishy-washy, can't make up his mind.
一下这样想，一下那样想，就是没办法做决定的。
广东话三心两意。
那广东话就是说，那个就是三心两意。
Right? Double-minded person.
那就是两种想法。
Because he wants to serve two masters.
因为他要那个为两个神来服务。
And Jesus says you cannot do that.
那上帝说，那个耶稣基督说是不行的，侍奉两。
Our Lord Jesus said, if a person serves God and he puts his hand on the plow, the old style when the cow, you know, got to plow the field. If you put your hand on the plow,
那个耶稣说，你如果说把手放在犁上面
，and then you look back,
你往后看的话
，you are not fit to serve.
你就没办法那个侍奉。
When you and I take the hand to the stir.
那你我在拿这个棒来要搅拌的时候
，and think twice about whether to stir.
如果你反复在想我要不要那个搅拌
，then we need to make up our mind.
那我必须要坚定我们的信念
，make up our mind to serve God.
我们要坚定我们的信念来侍奉神。
A person with a sound mind is prepared to be used by God.
一个人在有谨守的心意的时候，他是已经准备好来侍奉神。
He is ready to make a commitment when the Lord calls him.
他已经为神做好准备，为神来侍奉了。
So dear friend, prepare your mind when God calls.
所以准备好你的心意，当神在呼召你的时候。
And the best way to prepare is to feed your mind with God's word.
那在最好的那个来准备你的那个方法呢，就是来学习这个圣经上的信息。
Reading His word, meditating, memorizing, studying God's word.
来记住神所给我们的信息。
And that's why Paul in 2 Timothy also in chapter 2, he encourages Timothy to study God's word.
所以保罗在提摩太书后书里面也那个提醒提摩太要来学习神的话。
He says, study God's word so God will approve of you.
他就说学习神的话所以神会来那个证明你。
So that you'll be able to teach God's word.
所以你就有能力来那个教导别人神的话。
Dear friends, we have to be careful that we don't feed our mind with garbage.
所以我们就要很小心的是不要把我们自己的脑子里面把一些杂念放到里面。
And there's certainly a lot of garbage in today's world.
那像今天的世界当中那些。
The phrase garbage in, garbage out is very true.
那个混杂了很多那个杂念和不好的东西。
So stir up your gift with a sound mind.
所以呢，要加入你的那个神所赐你的恩赐，用你的那个谨守的心意。
For without it, your service will be unstable.
在没有这个的时候，你这个侍奉呢是不稳定的。
Half-hearted.
是半心的。
And then even harmful for yourself or others.
是对你是不利的，有害的。
Stir up your gift in faith with power, with love, and with a sound mind.
在侍奉神的时候，用你的用神所赐你的能力、信心和爱 和他所给你的谨守的心。
So in conclusion,
所以结束。
Paul gave Timothy a very stern reminder.
保罗在提醒提摩太。
In the last chapter in 2 Timothy,
在那个提摩太后书的最后。
He says, Timothy, you're going to stand before God one day.
所以他说提摩太你有一天你会在神的面前。
And he's going to judge our work.
他会来审判我们的工作。
So you and I one day will stand before God.
所以有一天你我会在神的面前。
And we're going to have to give an account to the Lord.
我们就要给我们把我们的所做的展现在神面前。
With the gifts that he has given to us, what have we done?
用他所赐我们的恩赐，我们做了什么呢？
In the parable of the talent given by our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个要为我们的耶稣基督所赐我们的那个能力。
The parable of the talent.
他是像他一样的能力。
In that parable, our Lord Jesus gave some money to one of the servants.
那在那个神给了那个有一个 servant 就一点钱。
And the servant didn't do anything.
那这个人就没有做任何事情。
And when time come, that asked the master reprimanded that servant.
那最后他就不要他了。
Okay, he took his money and gave it to somebody else.
就把拿了他的钱就给别人了。
But the servant who was faithful and multiplied the money for the master.
如果这个那个仆人他用这个给他的钱又做工，就是赚了更多的钱。
He was rewarded. He was praised.
那他就会被那个奖励。
So dear friend.
亲爱的朋友们，
Let us remember to stir up our gift.
让我们记得神所给我们的能力来眺望他。
To serve God in this church.
在教会里面侍奉神。
To exhort one another.
来那个来提醒，来那个互相之间的那个提醒。
To build one another up.
来帮助大家，就是互相帮助提高。
To grow spiritually,
在我们那个圣灵里面有所长进。
To grow physically,
我们那个整个教会里面就是能够成长。
Not physically in the body, but in numbers.
就是这个教会的人数的成长。
To reach out to those who have not known Christ.
对，为那些还没有信主的人，能够带领他们来神的面前。
So let us stir in faith.
我们要满怀信心的来那个眺望。
Stir with power.
用我们的能力。
Stir with love.
用我们的爱。
And stir with a sound mind.
用我们谨守的心意。
May the Lord help us.
愿神帮助我们。
To use our gift for His glory.
用他是我们的神来侍奉他。
Let's bow and pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you so much for blessing us with this opportunity, this day that we can come before you and worship you. Lord, we thank you for your reminder that you have given to us, each one of us, Lord, the gifts in accordance to your will. And we ask, Lord, that you help us to examine these gifts and what we have done for you. We also ask, Lord, that we may stir it up, Lord, in faith, in love, in strength, Lord, and with a sound mind, and to use it with all our might for your glory, for your kingdom. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.